大家早上好，今天是2020年6月18日，星期四。今天我们有非常荣幸的邀请到 China Chic 宝布继续为我们讲述《伦纳文小小镇的恶魔》，欢迎大家聆听。Hare Krishna。
So Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody today.
大家早上好。
I apologize for not giving the talk last week, but I hadn't prepared properly, so I didn't want to share before I had prepared properly.
因为我上周呢没有给你们讲课，为此而道歉，因为上周没有准备好。然后呢，如果没有准备好的话呢，我就不想能够跟你们分享。所以呢，我们这一周来进行讲课。
So, let's begin. We'll chant our prayers first, and then we'll continue.
我们能先念诵一些祷文，然后我们来继续。
So I believe we have two questions from our previous talk.
我想在我们上次呢有两个问题。
Correct.
You want to begin?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll quickly answer those, and then we'll go on to the pastime for today.
我们呢先回答遗留下来的两个问题，然后呢我们来讲述今天的内容。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya.Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana ShalakayaChakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sravadutam ParijanaSahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo NamahaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato JayamudirayetHare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, so let's go ahead with the two questions first.
让我们先来看一下上写留下的两个问题。第一个问题是杨改莲。顶拜咕噜跟你感恩咕噜的讲课，这前面就不说了。我们现在的状况都是在睡眠状态，是不是所做的一切都是按程序在机械的进行着，直到彻底皈依了 Krishna 后，所做的事情才是不机械的、有知觉的呢？不是机械的知觉有哪些表现呢？感恩咕噜的解答，顶拜你的莲花主。
I didn't fully understand. What is that?
She asked them, at present, we are in the dormant state. So that means what we do is just the following the process more mechanical, and until we fully surround to Krishna, then what we do is not more mechanical, it become conscious. So what's the symptoms of manifestation of conscious?
Okay. Okay. You know, okay.
Yeah,
and then the next question, what's the next question?
Next question, a different devotee.
Yeah, yeah.
From another devotee. 顶拜咕噜, 我每每念诵时, 脑海里总是出现恶念, 我每次念诵之前总是祈祷主 Krishna 用圣名驱除, 但是效果不太明显, 不知为什么, 是不是我前世修得不好, 行恶太多, 但是为什么今生能修习 Krishna 知觉, 麻烦咕噜给予指导。
I'm not exactly sure how they relate to our previous topic.
我不太确定你们的这些问题, 就是, 如何跟我们上次的讲课的主题有关。
Last time we spoke about the Panihati pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
上一次呢, 我们来讲述了有关主尼天安南的这个须弥节的逍遥时光。
And before that, we spoke about the Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon.
在这之前呢, 我们谈论了这个旋风魔, Trinavarta的逍遥时光。
So I'm not sure how these questions relate to either topic.
我不知道你们的这个问题, 怎么跟我们就是上面的两个讲课有关系。
But I'll answer briefly. Our spiritual path, it's a gradual path.
所以呢,我将做简短的回答,我们的灵性的修习呢是, 循序渐进的过程。
Everything takes time.
它需要花一些时间。
Whether it's for our practice or for our chanting, everything takes time.
不管是我们的休息还是我们的唱诵, 都要花一些时间的。
And patience.
也需要耐心。
So, in the beginning, yes, maybe our practice is more mechanical, or our chanting is not so good.
可能在刚开始的时候呢, 我们的这个休息有些, 机械性, 而且我们的念诵呢, 也不是那么好。
But it is hoped that over time, with sincerity and prayer, then gradually it becomes less mechanical and more natural, more spontaneous.
但是呢, 随着时间的推移呢, 我们就是逐步的通过我们的真诚, 通过我们的祈祷, 那么我们的这个念诵呢, 就不是那么的机械性, 而是更加的自发而然的。
And the same applies for our chanting.
同样呢也是适用于我们的这个念诵当中, 刚才提到说我们的灵性休息, 现在讲到说我们的念诵。
And the Leela that we will begin today, the lessons from this Leela will also illustrate that.
所以呢我们今天所要讲述的这个 内容呢就是详细的可以阐释这一点。
But everything just takes time, from mechanical to natural and spontaneous, and from not very good chanting to good chanting, it just takes time and effort.
所以呢,它是需要花一定的时间和努力的,从我们的这个机械性的念修习,到自然而然的,以及到自愿自发的,包括我们的念诵,从念得不好到念得质量很高, 它都是需要时间和努力的。
And of course, Krishna's mercy.
而且也需要Krishna的仁慈。
For the devotee who asked about the chanting, you can consider to pray to the holy name also, who is more merciful than Krishna, the form.
所以呢,对于就是这个念诵这个问题的奉献者呢, 你可以向Krishna的圣名祈祷, 他呢比Krishna 本人更加的仁慈，他是以这个圣名的显示显现。
Of course, there's no difference between the two, but in the form of his holy name, Krishna is more merciful.
当然了 ，Krishna 本人和他的圣名是没有区别的，但是呢，以圣名显示显现的 Krishna 他是更为仁慈。
So you can pray to Harinam Prabhu. Krishna's holy name is addressed as Harinam Prabhu.
So then you can say this Harinam Prabhu 祈祷，我们就是用这个 Harinam Prabhu 来称呼 Krishna 的圣名。
So we can pray to him.
So now we can 向他向圣名祈祷。
And in the form of the holy name,Krishna manifests more mercy, easier.
所以呢，就是以圣名的形式呢 ，Krishna 他呢更容易、更多的会给我们展示仁慈。
And for the devotee who asked about the mechanical versus, you know, conscious practicing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 对于就是说。问我们现在的休息就是还处在这个机械的状态下进行的。
So in the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami tells us in sadhana bhakti there are two levels.
就是在风爱的甘露中 ，Rupa Goswami 告诉我们在那个 sadhana 休息当中呢有两个层面。
And the beginning level is more mechanical, and the higher level is more natural and spontaneous.
在最初的阶段呢，可能有一些更多的是机械性的。当更为进步的阶段呢，就是这种情感更加的自发、自然而然。
So for that, you can read the Nectar of Devotion from Chapter 2.
所以你可以来阅读《风爱的甘露》第二章。
And I believe, our training and education group department, they have this online also Nectar of Devotion course for the first part of the Nectar of Devotion. So I can encourage you to take that, and that will help you get a better understanding also.
我们的这个教育培训部门呢，就是。有关这个风爱的甘露呢，组织了这样的一个讲课，他谈到了是风爱的甘露这个第一部分。那么呢，我鼓励你们可以就是聆听这样的讲课，它会有助于你们来去理解。
So that was would be, but it's everything is a gradual process, and we just go on. And from today's lila, which we will begin today.Then we will learn about that also, actually.
总之呢，就是风爱的休息，它是一个循序渐进的过程。从今天我们开始讲的这个逍遥时光来说呢，我们也可以从中来学到这一点。
So let's begin.
所以呢，让我们来开始。
So this pastime is a very well-known pastime to all of us.
这个逍遥时光呢，对我们大家来说就已经所周知了。
We are all familiar with the month of Kartik, which normally is about, you know, mid October to mid November. We are all familiar with that month. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You're using your phone?
I use my computer.
Okay. Did you hear my sentence?
Yes.
Okay. Did you translate?
Yes.
Okay. Already?
Yeah.
So we are all familiar with the month of Kartik.
所以呢，我们大家都对卡尔提卡月很熟悉。
And the pastime, the Lord Damodar pastime that takes place during that month.
就主达摩达尔的逍遥时光呢，就发生在这个月。
And we sing the prayer, right? The Damodar Astakam, and we offer the lamps.
我们来朗诵这个Damodara
Something's wrong with your connection, Jamuna Priya. Hare Krishna.
Okay. I think you may be a better place for 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, let's hope it's better. So we are all familiar with those prayers, and basically we are all familiar with that pastime.
所以呢，我们大家都对这个逍遥时光非常的熟悉。
So, oftentimes this pastime is given as an example that illustrates more than any other pastime, it illustrates the parental mood of devotion, the Vatsalya Rasa.
所以呢，这个逍遥时光呢，比其他的任何的逍遥时光呢，就是更加的能够重点给我们揭示了有关这个父母情感的这种关爱。
And remember, Vatsalya Rasa.Or parental rasa doesn't just mean mother and father.
这个父母般的这个奉爱的情感呢，并不只是指这个父亲或母亲。
It also includes grandparents, uncles, aunties, teachers, elder relatives, etc.
它呢也包含着这个祖父啊，爷爷奶奶。老师啊，还有就是年长的这些亲人们，叔叔啊，这些。
But this particular pastime, as I just said, illustrates more than any other pastime the parental rasa a devotee has with Krishna.
但是呢，这个逍遥时光呢，它其实是。更加突出的强调了与 Krishna 之间的这种父母般的这种情感。
And the ideal example of the parental rasa is Mother Yasoda.
这个父母般的这个父爱情感的一个理想的典范呢，就是亚苏达妈妈。
And then second is Nanda Maharaj.
第二位呢就是 Nanda Maharaj。
And then, of course, there are so many others.
还有其他人。
So you may all remember, we discussed before the three age groups that Krishna experiences in Vrindavan.
你们大家可能还都知道，我们谈论过的就是 Krishna 他就是三种不同的这个年龄段。
And you may also remember these three age groups, they take place in different parts of the larger Brajamandala area.
它这三个不同的年龄段发生的这些时光呢，也发生在这个 Brajamandala 的这些不同的区域。
So, as you remember, I hope, the first age group is Krishna's baby pastimes, we could say.
Krishna 的第一个年龄阶段呢，我们可以说是他婴孩时期的这个逍遥时光。
Until approximately 3.5 years old.
然后呢，直到这个三到四岁。
3.5, I said.
就是三岁到三岁半，三岁半。
And all these pastimes they take place in the place known as Mahavan.
这些地方呢，它发生在叫这个 Mahavan 的这个森林。
One of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and it is also sometimes known as Gokula.
它呢就是这个最有名的十二座森林之一，有时候也被称为是 Gokula.
So we shared all these details before, so I'm not going to post them again. You can just check your the chat site.
我呢，就是之前已经谈到过这里了，所以呢，我在这里就不再重复了。你们可以就是回复一下之前所提到的。
So this particular pastime, the binding of Lord Krishna, is the last pastime for this age group.
所以呢，就是捆绑 Krishna 这个逍遥时光呢，它是在这一组的最后发生的一个逍遥时光。
Because Krishna's leelas, as we shared before, in Vrindavan, they happen during these different age groups. So this is the last leela that happens during Krishna's baby, known as Kumara age group, like the four Kumaras, the same Kumara.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 这个达曼达尔的逍遥时光呢，它是发生在他的这个 Kumara 这个年龄段的最后一个逍遥时光。
Kumara is the baby age.
Kumara 就是那个婴孩的阶段。
Normally 1 to 5, but for Krishna it was 1 to about 3.5.
一般来说呢是1到5岁，对于 Krishna 来说呢就是1到3岁半。
So very soon, straight after this pastime, Krishna moves everybody. They move to Vrindavan village.
在这之后呢，然后呢，他们几乎所有人都搬到了 Vrindavan 村庄。
We'll discuss that later, but that begins Krishna's second age group, his cowherd boy pastimes.
我们后面将会讲述到，然后呢，他就是会开启 Krishna 的第二年龄段的这个逍遥时光，是作为他牧牛童时期的逍遥时光。
So this pastime is the end of that, the first age group, Kumara age group.
所以呢，这就是他的这个 Kumara 这个年龄段的最后一个逍遥时光。
So this is chapter 9 and 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and a little bit of chapter 11.
它是呢在这个第九十章，还有有一点是在十一章。
And it's not a very long pastime, actually, but.There's many details and much discussion somehow about this particular pastime.
这逍遥时光呢并不是太长，但是呢有关它其中呢很多的细节都有所讲述。
So I guess it would take us maybe 2 or 3 lessons.
我想呢我们可能大概要花上3到4节的时间，2到3节的时间。
So let's begin.
好，我们来开始。
So this
one moment.
Yeah.
Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Can you hear?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. This seems better.
Okay.
This seems better. So this pastime happens during Diwali.
所以呢，这个逍遥时光是发生在这个Diwali 期间。
Diwali is a 5-day celebration.
Diwali 是一个五天的一个庆祝。
And on each day, there's different. Of course, Diwali takes place during Kartik also.
Diwali 呢也是发生在这个 Kartika 月期间。
And this Diwali, it's 5 days, and each day a special event takes place.
Diwali 呢总共有五天，每一天呢都有特殊的这个事情发生。
Last year, some of you may remember, I wrote a short article about Diwali.
在去年呢，你们大家可能还会记得，我写了一篇有关 Diwali 的一篇短文。
Diwali is 5 days, lasts for 5 days, and the actual day of Deepavali is the third day.
这个 Diwali 呢，一般持续五天的一个节日。这个真正的那当天呢，是在第三天，是它的正日。
Did you see that article, Jamuna Priya? Do you remember that? I wrote it last year before Diwali, describing what it is.
Before Kartika month, I already went to Govardhan.
Oh, what about Sumukhi Radha? Did Sumukhi Radha see this article?
Sumukhi Radha 有没有看到过帕布写的有关这个Diwali节的那段文？
我有找到，我看到这个了。
Yeah, so she can send it to the group just so they know what it is.
好的。
所以呢，Sumukhi Radha 可以发到这个群里，让大家可以来。
Right, so the third day is the actual day of Diwali.
所以呢，这个五天当中的第三天呢是 Diwali 的一个正日日。
That's the day that Lord Rama returns from his exile into the forest with Lord Sita.
这一天呢，就是主 Rama 和 Sita 呢，他们被流放的这个森林中回来。流放归来。
Right, after, we all know that pastime, right? Sita Devi is kidnapped, and Lord Rama goes, and Lakshmana go and search for her, and then eventually they kill Ravana, and then they return to Ayodhya after their 13 or 14 year exile.
所以呢，就是大家可能对这个逍遥时光都非常的熟悉，就是呢 ，Sita 母亲呢遭到了这个绑架，后来呢就是 Lakshmana 呢去寻找，然后呢最终他们就是一起杀了这个 Ravana 的恶魔，回到了这个 Ayodhya。这个他们最终在流放13到14年之后，回到了这个。
And in order to receive the Lord, Sita Devi and Lord Rama, then they light lamps because it's in the early evening and that's when they are returning, so they are lighting lamps in order to receive them.
就是在他们回放在他们回来以后呢，那时候是晚上还早一点时候，所以他们就点灯来欢迎主 Rama 和 Sita。
And of course, lamps is always considered auspicious because it gives light.
当然这个灯呢，由于它提供光明，所以呢，一直被视为是非常吉祥的。
So it's on that day that this binding of Lord Krishna happens.
所以呢，就是在那一天，然后捆绑 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光呢，发生了。
The third day of the 5 day Diwali celebration.
就是在五天的 Diwali 庆祝的第三天发生了这个逍遥时光。
And Deepavali or Diwali in a simple way, it means festival of lights or festival of lamps.
所以呢 Diwali 节呢它其实也就是类似于这个灯。
Deepa means lamp.
Deepa 的意思是灯。
And then Deepavali means like a celebration or festival.
就是呢 ，Deepavali 呢就是作为一个节日来庆祝一个这个灯节。
So that's, and for those of you who have been in India during this time, you will see on that day.You know, there's lamps all over.
对于那 这些去过印度的你们都知道，就在那个时候呢，到处都是点上了灯。
It's sort of like for Hindu people, it's sort of like Chinese New Year. And it is considered, they also honor that time as the beginning of the New Year.
像对中国人的这个春节一样，那个灯节呢，对印度人来说就像是新年一样，它也是一年的开始。
They go out, they clean their homes, they buy new clothes, they buy sweets, and you know, that's, it's basically the equivalent of a Chinese New Year.
嗯，所以呢，就是他们会整理打扫房间呀，去买新衣服，买甜品，基本上就类似于中国的这个春节。
So it's a busy time.
所以呢，就是蛮繁忙的一段时间。
And on that day in Vrindavan, it was also a busy time.
在那段时间，在 Vrindavan 也是特别繁忙的季节。
So Rohini Devi was invited by one of Nanda Maharaj's brothers to go to their home to celebrate.So she left with Lord Balaram to go to one of Nanda Maharaj's brothers' homes to celebrate this Diwali.
所以呢，就是Nanda Maharaj 他的一个兄弟呢，邀请这个柔黑尼到他们家里来庆祝这个节日，所以柔黑尼就和这个 Balaram 一起了。
So as you know, Balaram wasn't there during this whole.Damodar Leela, Balaram was away in someone else's home, in his uncle's home, you could say.
所以呢，在这个 Damodar Leela 发生的时候呢， Balarama 并不在场，他呢当时是在他一位叔叔家里。
And because it was Diwali, the household, Nanda Maharaj was also away, busy doing so many things for the celebration.
因为是在这个 Diwali 这个灯节非常繁忙，所以呢 Nanda Maharaj 呢整天也是在外忙碌着，没有在家。
But as you remember, the Govardhan Puja also happens during this time.
你们大家可能也都知道，这个 Govardhan 山 Puja 呢也是发生在这段时间。
So at this time, Krishna was probably about 3 years old.
那个时候呢 ，Krishna 可能只有三岁。
左右 And so the Govardhan Puja had not yet happened. That pastime happens a little bit later.
所以呢，在那个时候呢 ，Govardhan Puja 呢还没有发生，它是之后过一段时间。
So at this time, the cowherd men they were still worshipping Indra. They had this Indra Jagya during these 5 days.
所以呢，那些牧牛郎们呢，在这五天之内呢，他们仍然崇拜着这个阴卓。
And then later, after some years, after 3 or 4 years, then you know the Govardhan Puja pastime happens, and they stop worshipping Indra and worship Govardhan Hill. But that happens after 3 or 4 years. That event hasn't taken place yet.
所以呢，就是在这个逍遥时光之后的30年左右呢，就是他们就是停止了崇拜这个主因者，开始崇拜这个高巴丹山，这个是之后发生的。在那个时候呢，这个逍遥时光还没有发生。
So at the time of this event, they were still worshipping Indra every year.
所以呢，就在这个逍遥时光发生的时候呢，那个。
So Nanda Maharaj and the others were also busy preparing for that. So they were not at home. Only Yasoda Devi was at home with the household servants and of course with Krishna.
所以呢，当这个逍遥时光发生的时候呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 因为他忙于准备就是这些祭事，所以呢他不在家。当时在家里只有亚修的妈妈。还有他的这个仆人，还有 Krishna。
So the day began as it usually does.
所以呢，就像往常一样，这天开始了。
But because it was Diwali, everything was more busy than usual.
因为就是迪巴利节呢，所以呢，每个人都看起来比平时要忙。
And Mother Yasoda was also more busy than usual because she was preparing, you know, more milk and yogurt and sweets and so many things for Krishna and for her guests.
这一天呢，亚瑟大妈妈也更为繁忙，因为呢，她在忙碌着为 Krishna 以及她的这些客人们准备牛奶、酸奶还有甜品。
So it describes that Mother Yasoda would prepare all of Krishna's milk and yogurt. She would prepare it herself.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈呢，她亲自一人，准备为 Krishna 的这些所喝的这些牛奶、酸奶。
Because she didn't trust the household servants, she didn't trust they could do it properly.
因为她不相信她的这个家庭的仆人，他们可以恰当的。
Sometimes they burnt the milk, or sometimes it didn't taste nice, and so she didn't trust they could do it nicely, so she would do it all herself.
所以呢，因为她的这些家庭仆人呢，有时候可能会把牛奶给浇了，有时候呢，她烧出来这个味道呢，并不太好，所以呢，亚瑟娜妈妈并不信任他们能煮非常上等的牛奶，所以她自己来做这个事情。
This feeling was a manifestation of her motherly love because she wanted to do it all herself.
当然了，她这种情感呢是由于她的这份母爱，她想自己亲自来做。
And because she naturally wanted to do it herself, then she had this reason in her mind that they cannot do it properly, therefore I should do it.
就是因为他呢想自己就是他的内心中充满着这份母爱呢，所以他想自己来亲自做这个事情，所以在他头脑里面他觉得其他人可能做不好。
So she woke up earlier as she normally does and she began to do her household duties and Krishna was still asleep a little bit later than usual.
所以呢就是在这一天大清早的时候呢，亚瑟娜妈妈就起来开始履行她的这个日常的职责。这个时候呢 ，Krishna 他还在睡觉，他呢比平时就是稍微睡得久一点。
So at a certain point, Krishna woke up and he didn't. As we normally, when Krishna would wake up, the first thing that would happen was he would drink Mother Yasoda's breast milk.
所以呢，这个时候呢，Krishna 他起床了。通常来说 ，Krishna 起床之后，他做的第一件事情，他就会，吮吸他母亲新鲜的乳汁。
But this time, because it was Diwali, so Mother Yasoda was busy. She got up a bit earlier, and she had not waited for Krishna on the bed.
所以呢，因为这是 Diwali 节呢，亚瑟的妈妈是更为繁忙一点。所以他就起床的更早一点，他这个时候呢就没有等着 Krishna 起床，他就起身去忙了。
So when Krishna awoke, he saw that his mother was not there on the bed and he was hungry for milk and he began to become annoyed.
所以呢，当 Krishna 起床之后呢，他发现他母亲并没有在床边，这个时候呢他很饥饿，所以他开始就有点调皮捣蛋了。
And you know, some tears began to come to his eyes that due to his annoyance and his hunger.
就是由于他的这种渴求呢，所以他的眼中噙着泪花。
So he, of course, got out of bed and he went to the area where Mother Yasoda was churning butter.
所以呢，他呢就是，起床之后呢，他就来到了亚瑟的妈妈搅拌这个黄油的地方。
So when we say butter, it doesn't. The butter is different from the butter that we buy in the supermarket now.
当我们说这里谈到黄油的时候呢，跟我们所说的所买的这个黄油是不一样的这个概念。
for those of you who have been to Vrindavan, maybe you have had the locally made butter.
对于那些已经去过文达文的奉献者来说呢，可能你们已经买过当地的这个黄油。
Have you, Jamunapriya?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it's white. It's not yellow. It's white.
它是白色的，不是黄色的。
And it's not, you know, the smooth butter that we put on bread, or it's not like that.
它不像我们就是抹在这个面包片上的这样的黄油。
It's kind of white, and it's a little bit, it's like a mix between yogurt and cream, and butter. It's sort of like that mixed together.
它就像是它是白色的，就像这个酸奶跟那个奶油的一个混合。
Cream, I said cream.
Yeah, 就是奶油。
奶油
和酸奶。Yeah.
And, like, you know, if we can't really eat butter with our hands. Now, the modern day butter, we can't really eat it. It's too rich.
就是呢在那个时候呢我们无法用手直接来吃这个黄油但现在的这个黄油呢因为它呢就是我们是可以用手可以触摸到的。
No, cannot. It's not, it's, you know, who, do you see anybody eating butter?
Now
butter,
现在
we cannot eat it like Krishna ate butter before.
Okay.就是说现在呢我们无法像 Krishna 之前吃黄油那样就是现在吃现在的黄油。
But if you ever have the fortune of having the butter, the freshly made butter that they make in Vrindavan or Govardhan, then you will see it can be eaten like Krishna eats it with his hands. It can be eaten like that.
如果你们很幸运能够就是遇到在文达文或高瓦丹山他们新制出来的这种黄油的话呢其实可以直接用手可以吃的但是呢现在的话我们就很少有这样的机会
Often they will eat it with in Vrindavan in Govardhan they'll eat it with chapatis
通常呢他们会跟这个 chapati 一起来进行
So anyway, Krishna went to where she was preparing the yogurt, or butter.
所以呢，这个时候 Krishna 就去到了他妈妈去准备这个黄油的地方。
And Krishna, because he was hungry, and his mother was completely absorbed in preparing the butter for Krishna, and she didn't notice him coming.
所以呢，这个时候 Krishna 已经很饿了，但是由于他的母亲呢完全专注于为他做这个黄油，所以呢他就没有注意到 Krishna 来到他身边了。
So this was annoying Krishna even more.
所以呢他就是更加忽略了这个 Krishna.
Right, because he was not. Firstly, his mother had not waited for him in the bed to feed him milk.
首先呢就是他母亲没有等着他起床在他床边喂他奶。
Secondly, she was so absorbed in her churning that, she didn't notice him.
第二点呢就是他一直专注于来搅拌这个黄油所以呢他没有注意到 Krishna, 忽略了 Krishna。
So this was,You know, Krishna was not feeling so happy about this.
So, Krishna 对此并不太开心。
But anyway, he stopped her from churning.
但不管怎么说呢，他还是停下了这个搅拌黄油。
With his hand, he held on to the churning rod.
然后呢，他用他的这个手，然后you mean Krishna?I mean, Krishna
held on to the rod, the churning rod, so she would stop churning.
Okay. So then, Krishna, he just 抓住他母亲搅拌的那个饼，棒。所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈她就停下了搅拌。
And of course, when that happened, then everything Krishna does just increases Mother Yasoda's affection for him.
当然 Krishna 所做的一切只是增加他母亲对他的这份喜爱。
And everything she does, of course, only increases Krishna's affection to her also.
当然他母亲所做的一切也是只是为了增加 Krishna 对他的这份喜爱。
So even though superficially it seemed like Mother Yasoda was not attentive to Krishna's needs, but her only thought was preparing nice milk products for Krishna to eat.
所以呢，表面上看起来，亚瑟的妈妈呢，并不是那么专注于去满足 Krishna 的需求，但是呢，她却是完全的考虑的如何为 Krishna 烹饪这个上等的。
So when Krishna stopped her from churning, then yes, she stopped, and then she began to feed him her breast milk.
真正的 Krishna 阻止他在搅拌的时候呢，这个时候呢，他就停了下来喂 Krishna 奶喝。
But then, as we all know the pastime. The milk in the kitchen was beginning to boil.
我们都知道，就是在厨房的这个牛奶呢，就开始往上煮，沸腾起来了。
So she quickly, because she was serving Krishna by feeding the breast milk, but she was also looking at the kitchen milk, because that is also for Krishna. Everything is for Krishna. So she was also attentive to that.
就是亚瑟的妈妈在一边喂 Krishna 奶喝的时候呢，她同时。他的注意力也在厨房的这些牛奶，因为 这两个牛奶呢都是为 Krishna 而准备的。
So as we know, she quickly put down Krishna and went to the kitchen to make sure the milk didn't boil over.
所以呢，他就把 Krishna 放了下来，去到了厨房，确保这个牛奶没有说煮的沸腾，到处都是。
And this was all very sudden, so Krishna had not yet finished drinking, so now he became more disturbed.
他呢做的一切都非常的突然 ，Krishna 这时候还呢，所以这时候 Krishna 呢他。
Remember, Hare Krishna.
他的受到。Hare Krishna.
Yes, remember Krishna is.Completely feeling like a dependent child.
你们大家记住，这个 Krishna 呢，他完全就像是一个依赖那母亲的这个婴孩一样。
So he's completely responding as a normal child would in these situations.
所以呢，他完全就像是一个婴孩的这个心态，在做这些反应。
Because when he wants, as we know, he can.Manifest his supreme potency.
如果他想要的话呢，他就可以展示出他的至尊的这些能力。
But he hasn't done that yet in this pastime.
但是呢，在这个逍遥时光当中，他还没有展示这一点。
还没有。
还没有。Yeah, 还没有。
So he's just responding as an ordinary child would. He's hungry, and then he begins crying and.His mother has already neglected him for the third time.
所以呢，这个时候 Krishna 就像普通的婴孩一样，他饿了，然后呢，他的母亲呢就没有给他那个回应，然后呢一直忽略他，所以呢，这已经是第三次了。
Right, we all know, or most of us know, when a young child is not given attention, what happens?
那可能就知道，如果你不给一个小婴孩关注的话呢，会发生什么样的事情呢
？They get angry and sometimes throw things around or cry or scream and all these kinds of things.
对，那有他们就会因此而变得非常的愤怒，然后呢，他们就会扔东西，变得哭泣，然后尖叫起来。
So Krishna was basically responding in a similar way because of the neglect he was feeling.
所以呢，由于Krishna 这种被忽视呢，所以呢，他也是以同样的方式反应的。
So he became angry.
对，他也变得非常的生气。
So the and Mother Yasoda was still dealing with the milk in the kitchen.
而这个亚瑟的妈妈嘛，仍然在这个厨房在弄着这些牛奶。
So the first thing Krishna did was break the pot.
所以呢 ，Krishna 干的第一件事情就是打破了这个罐子。
He felt if my mother is not feeding me, then I'll feed myself.
是他想我的母亲不喂我奶喝，那么我自己，来喂我自己。
So he broke a pot.
所以他就打破了这个牛奶罐。
But that pot had nothing inside.
但这个罐子呢，里面什么东西都没有。
So he became more angry.
所以呢，他就更加生气了。
So then he went to another room.
他去到了另外一个房间。
And then in the other room, there were other pots, you know, also with butter and yogurt and such things.
那个房间里的其他的罐子里的，他们里面装着这些酸奶、黄油，还有其他的一些东西。
And he began eating, as we know the pastime.
就像我们所熟知的这个逍遥时光一样 ，Krishna 现在就开始吃里面的这些东西了。
So by this time, Krishna had gone outside with the pot, you know, with the pots of butter, and he was eating and he was feeding to the monkeys.
Krishna 这时候呢还没有出去呢，他呢就是。跟这些猴子们在一起来吃这些打破的这些里面罐子里的这些酸奶黄油。
Actually, the first pot Krishna broke, there was some yogurt inside, but he didn't eat that yogurt. He just wanted to show his anger by breaking the pot.
所以呢 ，Krishna 打破的他的第三个这个。罐子呢，其实里面呢有一点这个酸奶，但是呢他并没有吃，他只是来展示他的愤怒。
Then he went into the next room and there were other pots with butter and he began to eat that butter and then he went outside to the courtyard and continued eating and feeding the monkeys.
所以呢 ，Krishna 继而又到另外旁边的一间房子里，他呢就开始吃这些。黄油，然后呢，他把这个黄油呢，然后呢也喂给这个猴子吃。后来他就到了这个庭院里，在那跟他们在一起玩耍。
And as we know, he was sitting on the grinding mortar for grinding spices and eating butter and feeding the monkeys.
他呢就是坐在那个水的那个上面，然后呢他就。喂这个猴子吃这个黄油，他自己也在吃那个黄油。
In the meantime, but he knew he had done wrong, so he was feeling guilty.
他同时呢，他也知道自己干了这个坏事，所以呢，他自己还是有一点这个内疚的。
And he was also afraid because he knew his mother would find out eventually.
他呢也有一点害怕，因为他知道他母亲最终肯定会找到他的。
So he was looking around very fearfully.
所以呢他就害怕的四周张望。
Because he knew eventually his mother would find out and what would happen.
因为他知道最终他的母亲会发现都发生了什么事情。
So he was looking around very fearfully, at the same time eating his butter and feeding it to the monkeys.
所以呢，同时呢，他很害怕的四周张望，同时呢，又用这个黄油呢喂着这个猴子，他们一起来吃的。
In the meantime, Mother Yasoda had.Taking care of the milk on the stove.
所以呢，这个时候呢，亚瑟的妈妈呢，她就是拿着这个绳子，然后在搅拌着这个
牛奶。
And she returned to where she was previously with Krishna.
她就回到了她之前就是与 Krishna 待的地方。
And she saw the pot was broken and there was a mess.
她看到被打破的这个罐子一团糟。
So, and she also saw the little footprints of Krishna, which the little footprints, because he had stepped in the yogurt, and he followed those footprints to the next room.
她也看到就是路上的这些小的这个脚印， Krishna 他踩着那个酸奶，所以呢，这个亚瑟丹妈妈她就沿着这些脚印呢，来到另外一间房子里。
And then she saw, through that room, she saw that Krishna was in the courtyard eating bata and feeding the monkeys.
所以呢，她就通过另外一个房间的，她就看到 Krishna 呢，他在这个庭院里面，他在吃着黄油，在喂这个猴子吃黄油。
And she began to smile to herself.
然后呢，他自己就微笑着。
This is what my son has done because he is angry.
他说由于我的儿子生气了，所以你看他现在都干了这些事情。
And of course, she saw him looking around in great fear, also in great anxiety.
当然了，他也能看到 Krishna 呢，他就是。处在这个害怕、这个焦虑当中。
So she felt something. She felt something must be done.
所以呢，她觉得她需要去做一些事情了。
That he has gone too far.
她去的太远了。
So, as we know the pastime, she picked up a stick and very quietly she approached Krishna who was sitting in the courtyard.
所以呢，就我们大家都知道的这个小小时光里面，后来呢，他又拿起了这个棍棒，然后呢，去来到了 Krishna 所在的这个庭院里。
And very quietly she came up to where he was sitting, but as we know, Krishna saw her.And then quickly got down from the where he was sitting and began to run.
所以呢，亚瑟丹妈妈就蹑手蹑脚的、悄悄的，就是来到了 Krishna 他待在庭院的这个地方。当 Krishna 看到他母亲之后呢，他就飞速的跳下那个木桩逃跑了。
And she began to chase him. Right? We are all familiar with the pastime, and I think you have all seen the picture, the painting also.
我们大家对这个小小时光都非常的熟悉，我们大家也都看到过，就是这个小小时光的这个图片。
And there are different details, also.
当然了，还有不同的这些细节。
So I don't plan to show all the details.
我不会说给你们分享所有的这些细节的内容。
So after some chasing, as we know, Mother Yasoda caught him.
我们都知道，最终呢，亚瑟的妈妈追赶了 Krishna 一段时间之后呢，最终抓住了他。
So in the Bhagavatam and other places describing this pastime，
在圣殿博迦瓦塔还有其他的地方呢，都对这个小小时光有所描述。
It says that the great yogis。They try to catch Krishna by their meditation, but are unable to do so.
经典中描述说呢，那些伟大的瑜伽师们，他们想通过他们的冥想去，追赶上 Krishna， 至尊人格守神，但是呢，他们却做不到这一点。
Or the great gyanis, they try to, achieve the.Supreme Lord also through their meditation, but it takes a long, 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 long time.
还有那些知识诗篇家那些 Gyani 他们呢，就 就是想要通过他们冥想去追赶上这个自尊和守存，但是呢，这些花上他们非常非常漫长的时间。
In the Brahma Samhita, there is a verse. I don't remember which one.
在这个 Brahma Samhita 中呢，有一个诗节，忘了具体哪一个诗节了。
But it says, even they meditate for millions of years, they are not able to even approach the effulgence coming from the Lord's toenails.
就是呢，在这个 Brahma Samhita 中描述说呢，即便他们可能要冥想着成千上百万年的时间，他们甚至呢都无法去触碰到 Krishna 的那个角质的时候散发出来的这种光灿。
But Mother Yasoda was able to catch him.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈却可以抓住 Krishna。
Which illustrates her greatness over all of these great yogis and jnanis.
我们呢就是是非常看重他的这种伟大的，他是胜于这种瑜伽师以及那些知识思辨家们。
Even after so much tapasya and meditation, and they're unable to obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就是那些瑜伽师们以及知识思辨家们，他们通过很多的这些年的苦修冥想，他们都无法去接近 Krishna。
But Mother Yasoda is able to catch him.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈却可以抓住 Krishna。
But it was not easy, as we know. She, of course, Krishna was much smaller and could run more easily. She was a big lady, you could say.
当然了，就是说，亚瑟的妈妈呢，她有一些胖。他稍微有点身体发福，所以呢，他在追赶 Krishna 的时候呢，并不是那么的容易。
Not fat, we might say chubby.
他呢，也不是说是胖，可能就稍微身体微微发福。
But finally, she caught Krishna.
但是呢，最终他还是抓住了 Krishna。
So there's one book by Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami 呢有一本书。
It's known as the Gopal Champu.
被称为是 Gopal Champu.
It's the Krishna book, but he retells Krishna's pastimes with some additional details.
他是那有关 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光呢，他就是以一种更加的这个细节的方式展示出来了。
It's a retelling of the Bhagavatam pastimes retold by him, and he adds some detail.
他是呢就重复了这个圣涅伯迦瓦坛中的这些逍遥时光，只是他讲述了更多的这些细节。
I'm just writing that.
我现在在写一下这本书的名字。
So he relates after Mother Yasoda caught Krishna, the mother and son have a conversation.
所以呢，在这里他。就是描述说当亚瑟的妈妈抓住 Krishna 之后呢，他们之间有一个对话。
So Mother Yasoda asks him, who broke the pot?
亚瑟的妈妈就问 Krishna, 谁打破了这个罐子啊？
Who gave the butter to the monkeys?
谁把这个黄油给了这些猴子们呢？
And if you didn't steal the butter, why is it all over your hands and mouth?
如果你没有偷这个黄油的话，为什么你的手上啊，你的这些脸水里到处都是啊？
Because Krishna was trying to say he was innocent.
因为呢 ，Krishna 想要表明他自己是非常无辜的。
So Krishna said.
Krishna 就说
When you ran, your ankle, when you ran to chase me, your anklets broke the pot.
Krishna 说呢，就是当你跑着去抓我的时候呢，你的你的那个叔叔，
anklet, you know,
然后呢
anklets. That's, you know, they wear around the feet. The Indian ladies, they wear around their ankles.
Yes. 就是你的那个脚铃，你的脚铃，他们打。Krishna said.
Krishna said, when you ran to catch me,、
yes.
your foot knocked into the pot and your anklet broke it.
Oh.Krishna 说呢
wait, do、
yes.
you understand? Wait, do you understand or not?
Yes.
What? Tell me, what do you understand?
So when Yasoda Mama ran to catch Krishna, it's her fault. Anklet.
You know what an anklet is?
Anklet just like the decoration around the feet.
Right, you know, there's the bracelet around the hand, and then there's the anklet around the feet.
Yeah, 就是那个脚铃、手铃。Yes, yes.
应该是对，脚铃。嗯。
对。
So Krishna said, when you ran to catch me, your anklet broke the pot. I didn't break the pot. You broke the pot.
Krishna 说当你跑着去抓我的时候呢你是你的那个脚铃然后呢他打破了这个罐子不是我打破的。
So then Mother Yasoda said, well then why did you run away like a thief?
那亚瑟的妈妈就说你为什么像个小偷一样在那跑呢
?Like you are guilty, you are running away because you are guilty.
这一跑就因为你心中的这种内疚。
And Krishna said,
Krishna 就说
I'm running away because you picked up a stick.
啊，我之所以跑，因为你拿起了这个棍棒。
I thought you would beat me with the stick, so I ran away like a thief.
啊，我想你会用这个棍棒来打我，所以呢，我就像一个小偷一样，跑掉了。
So then she said, well then, why, who gave the key to the monkeys?
他说是谁给这些猴子们吃这个黄油啊?
So Krishna said, the Lord in the heart inspired them to take it. I didn't give it to them. The Lord in the heart inspired them to take the butter.
Krishna 就说他们内心的这个主激励他们去吃这个黄油，可不是我干的。
So Mother Yasoda said, "Well, if that's the case, why there's butter all over your hands and mouth?"
哎呀，说那妈妈就说，如果这是真的话，为什么你看你手上这个嘴上到处都是黄油啊
？So Krishna said.
Krishna 就说
，When the monkeys took the butter inspired by the Lord.It fell on, some of it fell on the floor and I took that.
当这个其实猴子他受到他内心的这个主的激励去偷吃这个黄油的时候呢有些黄油掉到了这个地板上然后呢我去拿了这个地板上的黄油来吃的。
I didn't steal it. The monkeys were inspired by the Lord in the heart to take it. Some of it fell on the ground.And I took it.
我可没有偷这个黄油。内心的主的这个激励，他们在那吃黄油。然后呢，我只是拿了一点儿他们落在这个掉在地上的一些黄油来吃。
And I ran away because I was afraid of seeing you with the stick.
我之所以跑开呢，是因为我看到你手里拿着的这个棍棒，我感到害怕。
So Krishna had an answer for everything.
所以呢，
就是 Krishna 对每一个这个问题都有自己的答案。
So it describes hearing all these words, Mother Yasoda was smiling to herself, but she was still showing her anger because she wanted to correct Krishna.
这个时候呢，亚瑟的妈妈听到 Krishna 的这个回答呢，她其实会心的微笑了，但是呢，就是为了能够展示他的这个愤怒呢，他想要去能够给 Krishna 一个教训，纠正他。
You know, well, Krishna was too smart. We say that in English. Too smart.
我们也可以这样说 ，Krishna 在这里的表现简直就是太聪明了。
So then, Mother Yasoda said.
所以亚瑟的妈妈就说。
Oh, you have very clever words.
你的这些编造的这些花言巧语倒是蛮好的。
Your father is the king of Vrindavan.
你的父亲呢是Vrindavan之王。
But you steal butter from your own home.
但是呢，你却从自己家里去偷黄油。
And you like monkeys.
你也喜欢这些猴子们。
And your nature is also like a monkey.
你的本性呢也有点像猴子。
So then Krishna says,
Krishna 就说,
Well, if I'm like a monkey, then I will leave home and go to the forest.
如果我真的像猴子的话呢，那么我就现在离家出走，去到森林。
So when Mother Yasoda heard that, she became a bit worried. Oh, maybe my son will run away from home.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈听到 Krishna 的回复之后呢，她就想，说不定我的孩子就会离家出走，去到森林。
Because he said, she told him, you're just like a monkey. So Krishna said, okay, if I'm like a monkey, I will go to the forest.
因为亚瑟的妈妈对 Krishna 说你就像个猴子一样，那么 Krishna 就回复他说，如果你真的这样说我像猴子的话，那么我就做给你看，我就离家出走去到森林。
So then Mother Yasoda became worried, oh, maybe he will go to the forest.
然后亚瑟的妈妈就开始焦虑起来，说不定 Krishna 真的要去森林呢。
And at the same time, she was still holding this stick.
同时呢，她手里还是拿着一个棍棒。
Of course, she would never hit Krishna with the stick. There's no way she would hit Krishna with the stick. She was just showing it to give him some fear.
吓吓 Krishna 而已。
Did you say that again?
Yes.
Say that again.
就是呢，亚瑟的妈妈呢，她并没有真正的拿这个棍棒去打 Krishna， 她只是拿着这个棍棒装样子，想要就是让 Krishna 害怕。
But then she saw that he was becoming afraid, and then he made the comment, oh, maybe I will go to the forest, so then she threw the stick away so he would not be so fearful.
所以呢，当他看到 Krishna, 当他想到也许可能 Krishna, 就是他真的会去到了森林，他真的害怕了，然后呢，所以这个时候亚瑟的妈妈他就放下了他的那个棍棒。
So by this time, the other gopis had come.
那个时候呢，其他的牧牛姑娘们他们都来了。
And you may remember, in the past, these gopis had complained to Yasoda Devi that Krishna had stolen butter from their homes.
你们大家可能还知道，就是在这个小小时光当中呢，牧牛姑娘们他们一直在向亚瑟的妈妈抱怨 Krishna 去偷他们家的黄油。
And as we know,When Mother Yasoda asked Krishna, Krishna insisted he didn't.
所以当亚瑟妈妈问 Krishna 有没有偷那些牧牛姑娘们家的黄油的时候呢， Krishna 就坚持说没有干这些事情。
And because Mother Yasoda was so affectionate and overwhelmed by her son's sweet talking, she believed him.
因为亚瑟的妈妈呢，就是非常喜爱她的儿子的这个甜美的谈话，所以呢，她就也确信他没有去偷。
But now all the other gopis came.
但是现在呢，其他的这些牧牛姑娘们都来了。
And they could see that Yasoda Devi was chastising Krishna for stealing butter from his own home.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他们看到就是亚瑟的妈妈正在惩罚 Krishna， 从他自己家里偷这个黄油。
So in an affectionate yet sarcastic way, they said, "Oh, Krishna is stealing butter from your home."
所以呢，他们就稍微有一点这个幽默诙谐的这种说法，就说你看看 Krishna 从你自己家里偷黄油。
But Mother Yasoda didn't respond because she understood their meaning.
这个时候呢，亚瑟的妈妈就没有回复，因为她明白他们的意思。
Because she didn't believe them when they said Krishna stole butter from their home, but now he is stealing from his own home.
因为呢，就是当他们说 Krishna 从他们家里偷黄油的时候呢，亚瑟的妈妈并不相信。但是现在呢，就是眼睁睁的。Krishna 从他自己的家里偷黄油。
So in an affectionate way, they were reminding her.
所以呢，他们就一种悦人的方式来提醒亚瑟的妈妈。
So Krishna, then Yasoda Devi thought, in order to stop him from going to the forest if he goes, and in order to stop him from misbehaving, I will tie him up.
所以呢，同时为了阻止 Krishna 他呢去，万一他去森林，同时呢阻止 Krishna 他的继续的这个调皮捣蛋的这个行为，所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈决定，就是绑起来 Krishna。
But as we know, first she took, you know, the rope, the string that tied her hair. First she took that, and she wanted to tie Krishna's.Waste to the grinding water.
所以呢，就我们所知道的，就是他想要用他的这个扎头发的这个皮筋先，去绑Krishna的这个腰部。
But as we know, it was 2 fingers short, and then she got more and more, and then the other gopis brought some rope from their house, but it was always 2 fingers short. We are all familiar with this.
但是后来呢，他就找来了更多的绳子，然后呢，总是短了2寸。他又继续寻找更多的绳子，最终还是绳子短了2寸。
So Krishna, he didn't want to be tied up.
Krishna 那个时候可不想被绑起来。
But I want to play. I don't want to be tied up.
他想，我只是想要玩，我不想被绑起来。
So what happened then?
所以呢，接下来发生了什么事情呢？
So up until this time, Krishna was just responding like a young child, like 3 years old.
所以呢，这个时候呢 ，Krishna 的反应还像是这个3岁大的一个婴孩的一个行为。
But when he knew that his mother wanted to tie him up, then he felt, oh, this is not a good idea.
当他母亲想要把他绑起来的时候 ，Krishna 觉得这可不是一个好主意。
Up until now, it's okay.
直到现在一切，还正常。
Now it's going one step that I cannot accept.
然后呢再进一步我就没法接受了。
I can't be tied up. I want to play with my friends.
我不可能被你绑住，因为这样的话呢我就没法跟我的朋友们玩耍了。
So Krishna has different potencies that assist him.
所以呢 Krishna 他有不同的能量在支撑着他。
All spiritual potencies. Now, this is not, we're talking about the material world.
这全部都是灵性的能量在支持着它，我们没有讨论这个物质方面的。
All of these potencies, of course, are under the jurisdiction of Yoga Maya.
当然了，所有的这些灵性的能量呢，它们都在这个 Yoga Maya 的这个掌控当中。
So one such potency is known as, I'm just writing it here for you.
其中它的一个灵性的能量呢，宝宝现在在给我们打出来。
Satya Sankalpa.
Satya Sankalpa. Shakti.
Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
就是它的 Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
This is the power that fulfills, this is his, not the power, this is the potency of his desire.
就是它的愿望的力量。
The power to fulfill his every desire.
就是他要满足他的每一个愿望的这个力量，能量。
Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Shakti, of course, means, we all know Shakti means potency.
这个 Satya Sankalpa Shakti, Shakti 我们都知道它代表的这个能量，这个力量。
不是代表, it is.
它是。
Sankalpa means like desire.
Sankalpa 就像是愿望。
Not exactly desire, it means like determination. I will do this, that's a sankalpa.
它并不是说就是愿望，它可以说就是那种决心，我想要做这个事情的一份决心。
For example, you might make a sankalpa. Today, my sankalpa is, I'll only take prasadam once, right? You make a determination, you make a sankalpa.
就比如说你就决定今天我就只进食一餐，你就做这样的一个 sankalpa 或做这样的一个决定。
And satya, of course, it has different meanings, but it means real or truth, etc.
Satya 也有好几个意思，但在这里呢就是指这个真正的真实的。
对，真实的 ，you can say 真实的。
就是真实的。
So Satya Sankalpa Shakti means Krishna has a determination. I want to play with my friends. I don't want to be tied up.
所以呢，就是这个Satya Sankalpa Shakti 呢，这一方面呢，他就表明 Krishna 他就下决定。决心，我不想被绑起来，我想跟我的朋友们玩耍呢。
So this is his determination, right? This is his sankalpa. I won't be tied. I will play with my friends. This is his sankalpa.
所以这是 Krishna 他的这个 sankalpa. 我不想被绑起来，我想跟我的朋友玩耍，是他的这份决心。
So then, his another shakti.
还有他的另外。一个 Shakti, 一个能量。
Vibhuti, known as Vibhuti Shakti.
Vibhuti Shakti.
Vibhuti means opulences. Opulence.
Vibhuti 的意思是富裕。
Right, it's there in the post also.
Yes.
Power that reveals his opulence.
这怎么跟他的这个富裕连在一起了呢？ 他如何解释呢？
So these two, so Krishna has his sankalpa. I don't want to be tied. I want to play with my friends.
所以呢，一边是 Krishna 他的这种sankalpa， 就是他的决心，不想被绑起来，想跟他的朋友玩耍的。
So that's his desire. So then his opulence, his vibhuti shakti, says, okay.Now we will show your opulence. You cannot be tied.
那他的这个 vibhuti shakti 呢，就说，好吧，我们配合你，我们就向人们展示你的这种富裕，你不会被绑起来。
So now Krishna is revealing his opulence. He cannot be tied.
所以呢，这个时候 Krishna 他就展示了他的这个富裕，他不可能被绑起来。
So this is his vibhuti shakti.
所以呢，这被称为是他的 vibhuti shakti。
So as we know, Mother Yasoda was getting rope from here and there.
哦，我知道亚瑟的妈妈呢，从四处各处去收集来绳子。
But it was always two fingers short.
但是呢，总是短了两寸。
So it says in the Bhagavatam, it says in the commentary.That she had gathered enough rope that it became 150 feet long.
她呢就是聚集了足够长的这个绳子，大概都有这个150这个英尺。
Right, because she got rope from her house, from other gopis began to bring rope from their house, and all put together, the rope was 150 feet long.
所以呢，就是亚瑟的妈妈从她自己家里，从这些牧牛姑娘们的家里都收集来了这个绳子，她们都加在一起都有150这个。
So Mother Yasoda thought.
对，亚瑟的妈妈就想。
My son's waist is not getting bigger. It's staying the same size.
我儿子这个腰呢，并没有变长呀，都是同样的这个大小。
The rope is not getting shorter.
这绳子也没有变短呀。
But still, it cannot tie him.
但是呢，仍然绑不住他。
So that's the first amazing thing.
所以呢，这是第一点令人惊讶的事情。
The second amazing thing, it's always short by two fingers.
第二点令人惊讶的，总是短了两寸。
Not three, not four, not one, but always two.
所以呢，这绳子并不是说少了一寸，或者是三寸，四寸，它总是少了两寸。
So these are, Mother Yasoda was thinking to herself, these are the two amazing things.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈就自己思索到，这两件事情真的挺惊讶的。
So both she and the gopis watching, they were smiling to themselves.
所以呢，不光是亚瑟的妈妈，还有那些在观看的牧牛姑娘们，她们呢都独自的微笑着。
But as we mentioned before, she was still showing some anger to make Krishna feel this is a serious matter, not a joke.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈想要向 Krishna 展示她的这种愤怒，表明她做的这些事情呢，其实是很严肃的，并不是在开玩笑。
So the gopis told her.
所以这些牧牛姑娘们就告诉亚瑟的妈妈说。
Better you give up.
最好还是放弃吧。
If all of this rope cannot tie him, better you give up.
如果所有的这些绳子加起来都绑不住他，你最好还是放弃吧。
But Mother Yasoda felt no.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈就想，绝不。
Firstly, this boy has to learn his lesson.
首先，我的这个孩子呢，必须得到教训。
Secondly, I want to find out how much rope is required to tie his waist.
第二点呢，我需要找到，就是到底还需要多少绳子可以绑住他的腰。
So he was, she was determined.
所以呢，亚舒的妈妈非常具有决心。
And Krishna was determined also.
Krishna 也具有决心。
So, who won? We all know.
所以呢，到底是谁赢了呢？我们都知道。
So I'm posting, and Sumukhi Radha can just find the references from the Bhagavatam, which is in Chinese, so can still find it there.
所以呢，他不再列出来一段这个文字，Sumukhi Radha 呢可以在这个圣涅巴加瓦坛中找到他的一个出处。
So, as we know, Mother Yasoda won.Krishna gave up. Although, you know, initially he thought, I don't want to be tied up, I want to play with my friends. This was his initial sankalpa.
So, 就是亚舒的妈妈呢，其实想要 Krishna 他放弃他的这个决心。Krishna 呢，他就下定了这个决心，想他不要让妈妈把他绑起来，他想要跟他的朋友们玩耍呢。
But Mother Yasoda was equally determined. I have to teach him a lesson.
但是呢，亚舒的妈妈也下了同样的决心，我一定要给他一个教训。
And I want to find out how much rope is required to tie his waist.
而且我需要知道到底还需要多长的绳子可以最终绑住他的腰。
So even if I have to stay here until the night time, I will continue.
所以呢，即便需要弄到夜里，我也要这样做。
So Krishna saw her determination also, and he felt, "Okay, I give up, I surrender."
Krishna 看到他母亲的这份坚定的决心之后呢，他就决定皈依臣服，然后他决定放弃他自己的这种决心。
At the same time, he saw his mother's, you know, because she was exerting herself.
同时呢，就是他的母亲已经使出了全身的力气，有点筋疲力尽了。
So then, because he could see his mother's exertion, he could see his mother's exerting herself.To tie him, and then he began also to feel sorry for her.
而且他看到他母亲就是使出全身的劲数，想要绑住他，所以呢，他就感到挺抱歉的。
So then, what happened?
接下来发生什么事情呢？
Then his creeper shakti manifested.
这个时候呢，他的这个
Right, we already spoke about the Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
我们刚才谈论了他的这个 Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
Right, the potency that fulfills his desires.
就是呢，他下定决心想要满足他自己愿望的这个决心。
Then we heard about his Vibhuti Shakti, his potency of opulence.
还有他的 Vibhuti Shakti, 就是他的这种富裕的这种能量。
But the Creeper Shakti is described to be the king of all his Shaktis.
但是呢，他的这个 Creeper Shakti 呢，被视为是他所有的这个能量之王之主。
Right, Creeper means mercy.
Creeper 意思就是仁慈。
So in the presence of his mercy,
所以呢，在他的这个仁慈的这种之下
，the other shaktis disappear.
他的展示的仁慈这种能量的时候呢，其他的这些能量都消失了。
So when Krishna's mercy arose in his Krishna's Kripa Shakti, when Krishna's Kripa Shakti became manifest, the Vibhuti Shakti and the Satya Sankalpa Shakti just disappeared.
所以呢，一旦 Krishna 他展示出他的这个 Kripa Shakti 这个仁慈的一面的时候呢，他的这个 Satya Sankalpa Shakti 和这个 Vibhuti Shakti 他们都消失了。
Right, because the Kripa Shakti is described as the king of all his potencies.
因为他的这个 Kripa Shakti 呢，被视为是他所有的这个能量的这个之王。
Then he allowed himself to be tied.
所以呢，他又允许他自己被绑了起来。
And I'm sure, as most of you know, right, the two fingers, they represent two things.
我想你们大家都知道这个短的这个两个指头呢，它代表着两件事情。
The effort of the devotee and the Lord's Kripa Shakti.
一个是奉献者的努力，另一个是主的这个 Kripa Shakti, 他的仁慈。
So everything that we do, these two ingredients are required.
我们所做的一切的事情都需要这两种元素。
In answer to the questions that we spoke, that were asked earlier today about practice and chanting, so that's the answer to your question also.
所以呢，就在我们这节课开始的时候提到了那个问题，有关我们的灵性休息以及我们的念诵，它同样需要这两个方面。
We have to give our effort.
我们必须自己要付出努力。
But our effort alone will not give us success.
但是呢，我们仅仅靠自己的努力是无法获得成功的。
Also requires Krishna's mercy.
而且我们需要，也需要 Krishna 的仁慈。
Actually, we only require Krishna's mercy. Only Krishna's mercy can give us success.
事实上，只有唯一的 Krishna 的仁慈才能够让我们变得成功。
But how do we attract Krishna's mercy? We attract Krishna's mercy by our sincere effort.
但是我们如何能够吸引到 Krishna 的仁慈呢？我们就通过我们真诚的努力。
In chapter 1 of the Nectar of Devotion,
在《放爱的甘露》的第一章中提到，
you may remember that there are six qualities of pure devotional service.
你们可能还记得这个《放爱的服务》呢，它有六项这个six qualities.
Yes.
六种特性。
Right, you know that, Jamuna Priya? Sumukhi Radha will know because she's doing the Nectar of Devotion course. She's writing the course.
Sumukhi Radha Mata, you 肯定知道，因为她在写有关这个《放爱的甘露》这本书的有关内容。
对吗？对吗？
是吗 ？Sumukhi Radha Mata 姐。
是的，是
的，对。对。So there are six qualities of pure devotional service.
就是作为这个纯粹的奉献服务的这个六项特性。
So we're not going to go through them, but the fourth one, so the first two become manifested in sadhana bhakti.
所以呢，就是这个第二、第三个特性的在三等的八体当中发展。
No. 第一、第二。
哦，
First two.
就是前两个，前两个特性它在这个三段的 Bhakti 当中，展示出来。
And then the second two become manifest in Bhava Bhakti.
就在中间的两项呢，三和四呢，在这个 Bhava Bhakti 的阶段展示出来。
And then in Prema Bhakti, then the final five and six.
就是在最后的两项呢，是这个 Prema Bhakti 展示了出来。
So the fourth quality of pure devotional service or symptom is that it's rarely achieved. Pure devotional service is rarely achieved.
所以呢，作为纯粹的奉爱服务的第一个这个特性呢，它是非常罕有，这个达到纯粹的奉爱服务。
So this means sadhana bhakti, many of us can do sadhana bhakti. We all experience that. We're all doing sadhana bhakti.
我们每一个人呢都可以进行这个 sadhana bhakti. 我们现在在做的就是这个 sadhana bhakti.
But, we're trying to do sadhana bhakti.
我们现在在试图修习 sadhana bhakti.
Trying to do.
我们在努力的休息，试图在尝试。
And of course, sadhana bhakti has different levels also.
Sadhana bhakti 也有不同的层面。
But generally speaking, it's many people can do it.
就是通常来说呢，很多人都可以尝试休息 sadhana bhakti.
At least for some time.
至少就是可以做一段时间。
But Bhava Bhakti, that's the next stage. Bhava Bhakti, that is much more rarely achieved.
但是呢 ，Bhava Bhakti 其实已经是非常罕有了。
And why?
为什么呢
？Rupa Goswami tells us.
Rupa Goswami 告诉我们说有两个原因。
For two reasons.
这个有两个原因，为什么那么难获得
？Firstly, it's just difficult to get.
第一点就是它真的很难达到。
And secondly, Krishna doesn't want to give it.
第二点就是 Krishna 他本人并不想给出。
So if something is difficult to get, and the person doesn't want to give it, then that's like double difficult.
所以呢，如果一件事情本身就已经很难获得了，然后呢，给予这件东西的这个人又不想给的话，那么这就是双重困难。
So what hope do we have?
那么我们还有什么样的希望呢
？That's why it's rarely achieved. Devotional bhava bhakti, devotional service in ecstasy is rarely achieved.
所以呢，就是现实中的这个方案服务的。达到这个巴瓦阶段是非常能够难以达到的。
So how do we get it?
我们如何能够获得呢
？Only by Krishna's causeless mercy or the causeless mercy of his pure devotee.
只有通过 Krishna 的或者他的纯粹奉献者的无缘的仁慈。
Nothing we can do can ever make us deserve to get.
我们所做的一切其实都不值得足以让我们能够获得。
It's never enough.
从来不足够。
You might sell hundreds of books, chant so many rounds, make hundreds of devotees. None of that makes us deserving.
我们呢可以读上成千上百本书，或者是念上上百圈。或者是呢发展成千上百的奉献者，但是呢所有的这一切都不足以让我们能够达到这纯粹的奉爱服务。
Why? Because it's rarely achieved.
为什么呢？因为它真的非常的罕有。
Because if Krishna gives it, he comes under the control of that person.
因为如果 Krishna 给予了我们的话呢，他就受控于这个人。
Just like he's under the control of Mother Yasoda.
就比如说，他现在就是处在亚瑟达妈妈的这个控制之下。
Right, we already shared earlier, the great yogis and jnanis, they try to capture Krishna with the speed of mind, but they cannot even approach the effulgence from his toenails.
所以呢，就是我们前面提到了那些伟大的瑜伽师以及知识思辨家们，他们呢想要以这个心意的速度去追赶这个 Krishna， 但是呢，他们甚至都触碰不到 Krishna 这个脚趾头所散发出来的这种光彩。
Or it also says the Lord Himself runs with the speed of mind.
或者对我们说，这个主呢，他是以这个心意的在跑。
But still, Mother Yasoda caught him.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈仍然抓住了他。
Why? Because, as we know, because of her love, he is completely controlled.
为什么呢？就是因为他的爱，他完全被控制了。
So just like us, we don't want to give ourselves to someone unless we trust them. We won't reveal our intimate secrets and things like this.
就像我们一样，我们也不会说轻易的就把自己交给某个人，除非我们信任这个人，或者我们也不会向他去透露我们的一些私密的事情，一些机密，除非我们很信任这个人。
Right, we are very hesitant to do that because maybe the full trust is not there.
我们很忧郁，是不是要这样做？因为没有这个足够的完全的信赖。
Krishna is the same.
Krishna 也是一样的。
He will not give himself to someone unless he can fully trust them.
Krishna 除非完全信赖一个人，否则的话呢，他不会把自己完全的交付给这个人。
That's why Bhava Bhakti is rarely achieved, because Krishna is hesitant to give. And why is he hesitant to give? Because giving means he gives himself.
所以这就是为什么 Bhava Bhakti 这么难以获得，因为 Krishna 呢，他很忧郁，要不要给我这个 Bhava Bhakti？ 因为一旦他给了的话呢，那么就意味着 Krishna 把他本人给予了这个人。
That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say.
就为什么？像巴克利的那萨拉斯瓦提塔库尔，他会说
，which Srila Prabhupada repeated many times。
圣帕巴的他呢，就是很多次来引述他的话语。
Don't try to see God, but act in a way that God wants to see you or us。
不要想要去见神，你要行为就是能够让神想要来见你。
To want to see Krishna is not simple. It's rarely achieved.
因为就是能够看想要看到神的话呢，它并不是一件非常廉价的事情，它非常难以获得。
But if Krishna wants to see us, then it's very simple.
但如果 Krishna 想要来看我们的话呢，这个事情就变得轻而易举了。
That's where our effort comes into it. By our sincere effort, we hope to attract Krishna's attention.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们需要付出这个努力。通过我们的努力呢，我们就可以吸引 Krishna 的这个注意力。
Not just mechanical effort, but sincere, humble effort.
不是机械性的，而是这个谦卑的、真诚的这个努力。
And that's what attracts Krishna's attention. That's what can attract him to come and see us or want to see us.
这就是吸引 Krishna 想要来见我们的这个原因。
And that's his mercy.
而且这也是他的仁慈。
His Kripa Shakti.
就他的这个 Kripa Shakti。
Okay, let's finish for today. It's 8:50 now.
So, 今天已经8:50了，我们今天就讲到这儿。
We'll see if there's any questions, and of course we will continue next week.
现在已经有问题了吗？然后我们下一周会继续来讲这个小小时光。
是的，帕布，稍等一下，我贴给你。
杨改莲，顶拜咕噜，感恩你甜美的甘露。这个物质世界是 Krishna 为了他的逍遥创造了吗？达尼亚喜适合这个年代吗？这个年代大部分奉献的都是居士，是不是鼓励奉献的多生孩子，让 Krishna 来上演逍遥时光的？否则 Krishna 在灵性世界待烦了，没地方去玩，这个年代的人如果不组成家庭，孩子就少了。那这些人成为奉献者后又没有孩子，到离开躯体的时候，是不是也像 Krishna 的同游一样，喝醉酒后相互残杀，回到灵性世界，还是安排意外、天灾人祸离开？
I'm not going to answer that question.
我呢不会回答你的问题。
Whether to be sannyasi or grihastha, it's got nothing to do with the topic.
就是不管是成为 sannyasi 还是成为居士，跟我们今天的主题可是无关的。
And I've said many times, ask a question related to the topic, and that topic got nothing related to the topic.
我已经强调过很多次了，我们问的问题要跟今天的讲课主题有关，你的这个问题跟我们的主题没有关系。
As for going back to Godhead, it's not easy. As I just said, it's rarely achieved. So it's not just automatic.
所以呢，我们说这个回归守神的话呢，也不是那么容易的事情。它呢，并不是那么廉价的。
Just because someone is born in the family of a devotee does not mean, number one, it doesn't mean they will be a devotee.Number two, it doesn't mean they will be a very good devotee. And number three, it doesn't mean they can go back to Godhead.
其实呢，只是出生在奉献者之家呢，其实并不是说就可以让他自动的可以回归守神。第二点呢，就是出在奉献者之家呢，也并不意味着他就会成为一位好的奉献者。第三点呢，这也并不意味着他就可以自动的回归守神。
Becoming an associate of the Lord is not a simple matter. It's very rare, very, very rare.
对主的同游来并不是那么轻而易举的，它是非常罕有的。
And we'll discuss a little bit of that next class. There's some mention of that in this pastime also.
我们在下一节课的时候呢，再谈到这个逍遥时光。中呢也谈到了这一点，我们将会讲述。
So that's my answer.
所以呢，这是我的回答。
好 ，next.
我问，容的问题，为什么 Krishna 要展示那么调皮的形象和行为呢？我们很多孩子小时候也是这样的。感恩塔布，感谢翻译。
Why he wants to? Because it's good fun.
为什么呢？因为这很好玩。
You may know, you may have heard Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
我们可能听说过 Krishna 呢，他是自尊的这个享受者。
And one way to enjoy is to be a baby and a child like this.
其中的一种享受方式呢，就是像这个逍遥时光中的这样，作为一个婴孩来这样享受。
So that's one reason.
所以呢，这是其中的一个原因。
Another reason, he wants to reciprocate with the love of his devotees, like Mother Yasoda. When they interact with him, like we are hearing, then they are in ecstasy. So Krishna likes to reciprocate with their love and affection by behaving in this.Childlike way.
其中第二点呢是 Krishna 回应他的变得的这种爱心交流，就是当 Krishna 跟他的这个
亚洲的妈妈进行这种互动交流的时候呢，她以这种方式的话呢，他们就会陷入到这种狂喜之中，所以她就以这种方式回应着她，奉献着对她的爱。
We have heard and read different devotees have different relationships with Krishna, and this is one of them. So Krishna reciprocates with this kind of devotion in this way, which increases their ecstasy more and more.
所以呢，我们知道就是奉献者跟 Krishna 有着不同的关系，其中呢就是就是 Krishna 他以这种方式回应着其中的一种关系，然后呢这样子就可以去增加他跟奉献者之间这种爱的狂喜。
And it increases his ecstasy more and more also.
而且也同时增加了 Krishna 他自身的这种喜乐。
And thirdly, when we hear these pastimes, we become more and more attracted to Krishna.
第三点呢，当我们听到 Krishna 这样的逍遥时光之后呢，我们就会变得越来越受到他的吸引。
And then we give up our taste, gradually give up our taste for material things.
逐步我们就放弃了我们对物质事物的这种品味。
So these are the different reasons, three reasons I can think of now.
所以呢，这是目前我所能给出的这个三点原因。
Yes.
OK. 下一个问题是餐桌 Velasini, Devadasi. 感恩塔布甜美的讲课，请教您 ,Krishna 为什么对猴子那么好，给他们偷黄油吃呢？谢谢你。
Why is he kind? Well, maybe like Mother Yasoda said, because his nature is like a monkey, so he likes to be with them.
其中一点呢，就是就像亚瑟的妈妈说的，他的这个本性呢，就有点像这个猴子，所以呢，喜欢跟那个猴子在一起玩儿，所以呢，就给他们黄油吃。
And again, he is reciprocating with their devotion. The monkeys also have love and devotion and attraction to Krishna, so he is reciprocating with them also, like he reciprocates with all the residents of Vrindavan, both human and non-human.
同时呢，他也是回应猴子对他的这个爱，就像是他回应这个 Vrindavan 的居民一样，他也以同样的方式回应着猴子的这份爱心。
He reciprocates with the cows and the calves, with the birds, with the tree. All of the living beings in Vrindavan, human and non-human, they all have affection for Krishna, and he all reciprocates with them in unique ways specific to them.
So, Krishna, he is...与 Vrindavan 呢，所有这些动与不动的生物体都在进行着这种独特的爱心交流。他跟 Vrindavan 的这些母牛啊、这些牛犊啊、这些鸟啊、这些树啊，都在回应着他们的爱。他都以每一个不同的方式跟他们特定的交流。
So, he's favorably disposed to all everything in Vrindavan: trees, rivers, cows, monkeys.
所以呢，Krishna 他对 Vrindavan 的所有的这些生物展示出他的这份喜爱，对于母牛啊、树啊、对于猴子啊，他都展示出他的喜爱之情。
And he reciprocates with them in ways that are unique to their specific love and devotion.
而且呢，他是根据他们对他的这份奉爱，就是以一种独特的方式回应着他们。
That's the last question, I think, huh? And it's 9 o'clock, so we can finish.
Prabhu, I think I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. About the
say in Chinese. Say in Chinese.
就是在什么时候，Krishna 的这份仁慈的萨提可以就是胜过他的这个。就是他的这种富裕的
或者是他的自身的这个决心，就是我们怎么能知道他什么时候就可以展示他的这种 Kripa Sakti？
Well, we know. How do we know? We know because the past acharyas told us.
我们如何知道呢？就是我们的先辈的acharya告诉我们。
Like in this incident, how do we know Krishna's Kripa Shakti defeated his other Shaktis? It's because it's revealed by the past acharyas, the past great devotees.
就是因为这个先前的这些伟大的奉献者们，他们告诉我们，给我们讲述这个小小时光，所以我们才知道。
So that's one, that's certainly one way. They reveal, right? They can reveal Krishna's heart. These great devotees, they are intimate associates of the Lord, and they know what is Krishna's heart, and therefore they can reveal what is going on within his heart.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 的那些伟大的奉献者，他们呢就是可以向我们揭示 Krishna 的内心，他们知道在 Krishna 内心中他在想的是什么，所以呢借着他们向我们揭示。
We know Krishna through them.
我们呢通过他们来了解 Krishna.
So that's how we know. That's how we know. That's really the way. Krishna's associates, Krishna's pure devotees, they reveal what is in Krishna's heart. That is how we know the Kripa Shakti will overcome these other Shaktis, for example, in this incident.
所以呢就通过 Krishna 的这些纯粹的奉献者和他的同游，我们知道就是可以了解到 Krishna 的这个内心，就像在这个小小时光当中，我们就是由于这些先辈 Acharya 他们的揭示呢，我们知道 Krishna 这个 Kripa Shakti 他肯定会胜过他的其他的这些能量。
So before we finish, I want to share some information with everybody.
在我结束之前呢，我想跟你们大家分享一点信息。Sorry, Prabhu, but I mean, in our personal case, how can you know?
So it's the same answer.
Okay, 就同样的，我的就是进一个问题呢，就是说。对我们自身来说，我们怎么知道自己什么时候努力足够了，然后Krishna才会揭示这个仁慈？也同样的答案。
And we will experience, we ourselves can experience something also.
我们自身呢也可以有所体验。
When we maybe feel some happiness in our chanting or in our practice, or this is all.An illustration of a manifestation of Krishna's Kripa Shakti.
就是比如说在我们休息的时候呢，我们念诵的时候我们感到快乐，我们在休息的时候呢就是体验到这种愉悦感。其实他们也可以算是 Krishna 的 Kripa Shakti 的一种展示。
This is all an illustration of Krishna's mercy.
他们呢都可以说是对 Krishna 的他的一个仁慈的一种列举或者一种展示。
And the fact that we have an opportunity just to practice is itself an illustration of Krishna's mercy.
而且呢，就是我们本身就已经说明 Krishna 他展示着他的这个仁慈。
So now I want to finish.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So, but I want to share some information before we finish.
在我们结束之前呢，想要跟你们大家分享一些信息。
Some of you may know Bhakti Charu Swami.
你们大家有些人可能认识 Bhakti Charu Swami.
If those of you who have been to Mayapur, probably you know.
有些去过马雅普的奉献者，可能你们会认识 Bhakti Charu Swami.
He is, of course, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he received first initiation, second initiation, and sannyas within, I think, 6 months to 1 year.
我想呢，他可能在这个半年到一年之内，同时他先后接受了第一次启迪、第二次启迪以及sannyas的启迪。
Prabhupada, of course, was very fond of him.
帕帕巴的非常的喜爱他。
And he served as, in the final maybe 6 months or so with Kamal Krishna Goswami as Prabhupada, one of Prabhupada's servants, personal servants.
他呢可能作为帕帕德的其中的一位仆人，然后呢同那个 Tamale Krishna Goswami 他们一起他服务了这个帕帕德一段时间。
And since that time, he has done numerous services all over ISKCON.
自从那开始呢，他就对 ISKCON 呢有着非常突出的卓越的这个服务。
He is greatly loved and admired and respected all over our ISKCON society.
他呢就是在我们整个这个 ISKCON 社团内部呢，他的都受到这个尊重，然后呢，他就是名望很高。
So I just heard he has this COVID-19.
我听说他得了这个就是新冠病毒。
And his condition is quite critical. It's quite critical.
他的这个状况呢，就是有一些不太确定。
不太确定。It's critical. I said it was serious.
就非常的严重。
And so he's in the USA in one of the hospitals there.
他在这个美国的一家医院里。
Maharaj is about, he's 75, 76 years old.
他呢大概是75, 76岁了。
So this message is from the GBC body. We'll send it, I'll send it to you a little bit later. But for now, if we can all pray for his well-being.
这份信息呢是 GBC 发出来的，我们后面会发给你们，然后呢我们祈求大家都为他祈祷。
And the prayer should be,
这个祷文可以是,
My dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please cure His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami.
我亲爱的主，如果你愿意的话，请你治愈 Bhakti Charu Swami.
So I'll send a message, I'll have it translated. Are you busy now, Jamuna Priya?
I can't. Yeah, I can.
Are you going to work or you have some time?
I have some time.
Okay, it's not a long message, so I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And you can translate it straight away and then share it.
Okay, sure.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Send me your email. Type down your email address in the Skype chat and I'll send it to you straight away.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay. We all pray for him.
Yes. So if we could all do that, and we'll send the actual message very soon.
希望我们大家都可以就是为他祈祷，然后呢，我们一会儿就是把这份这个信件呢发给大家。
So thank you so much for listening, and I pray you all have a good day. Happy day.
所以呢，非常感谢你们大家的聆听，希望你们都度过美妙的一天。
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Jamuna Priya, and type in your email.
Okay. Yeah. Hare Krishna. 我们来结束。Vaikuntha 之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者。我们今天的早课就到此结束，非常感恩大家的聆听，愿大家在 Krishna 之觉中度过美妙的一天，也希望大家都能够真诚地为 Bhakti Charu Swami 祈祷，希望他能够尽快的康复。 Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna.